Hi everyone, my name's Mary Tivy and welcome back to the Animal Health Surveillance Podcast. So the episode today is just going to be a short one. It's really just to tie up season two. So today is going to be the last episode of season two. And I really just wanted to, look back a little bit on the season, remind you of some of the episodes that we've had, in case there's anything that you've missed, and just to say thanks, really, for obviously listening to the season and, you know, just being involved in the podcast this year. So, it's been a great season this time. So we've had some really interesting episodes. We've had, you know, some great ones, including some question and answer sessions with vets out in practice, talking about their experiences of surveillance, you know, how much they've used it and how it's been, how it's had an impact on their day-to-day life when they've been working out in practice, which is a really interesting thing to learn a bit about. And that obviously follows on from some of the episodes that we had in the first season as well. So in this season, we talked to some large animal vets, but we've also spoken to some small animal vets as well about that. We've also had a couple of episodes looking at surveillance resources. So introducing you to some of the resources that are available out there about surveillance. So specifically, you know, where you can get them and exactly what they will tell you, you know, because sometimes it's quite difficult. And I know it's difficult for me when I was out in practice and, you know, having spoken to people as well. Sometimes it's difficult to know where you can find the information about surveillance and exactly what information is actually available for you. So with some of these episodes, I just tried to talk you through exactly what is available, where you can find it, what the websites are, what the links are to find it, and how you can manipulate some of that information as well to tell you what you want to know. So for example, looking at the APHA online dashboards, you know, they've got some really interesting resources on there where you can look at diagnoses by county or by species, or look at the diagnoses of a specific disease over a certain period of time as well. So, you know, if it's something that you've been interested in and you think perhaps you're seeing a lot of it in your area, it's somewhere that you can go and have a look at that. So we had some great episodes talking a bit more about that. We also had a really interesting episode talking about small animal exotic disease risks with Dr. John Graham Brown from Liverpool University, talking about, you know, some of the risks for imported pets or travelling pets, which, of course, you know, for those of you in small animal practice, I know can be, quite a kind of important thing to think about, especially now, you know, after Brexit and thinking about the changes to import and export certification and things like that as well. And we've had another great episode as well with Leslie Stubbings from Scots project, so talking about sustainable control of parasites in sheep and talking about, you know, how Scops came into being and the work that Scops does, you know, and that was a really fascinating episode as well, and, you know, obviously really useful for those of you who see sheep. And thinking about, obviously, you know, some seasonal issues as well. So, you know, just there just to pick out a few kind of really interesting episodes that we've had throughout this season. Obviously, all of these episodes will still be available, you know, in between seasons. So, you know, if you want to go and listen to any of these, if there's any that you've missed, do feel free to go and do that. You can still find them on all the podcast directories like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And they're also available on the podcast website as well, which you can find from the linked Twitter page if you want to go and have a look. And don't forget that it's not only the podcast episodes from season two that are available. You can also see the whole back catalogue from season one as well. Again, we had some fascinating episodes in there looking at surveillance and how we actually perform surveillance in this country and, you know, what surveillance can do for you as a vet out in practice, but also what you can do for surveillance as well. We also had some really interesting episodes talking to people from surveillance projects such as Vet Compass and SavsNet, which were fantastic. For those of you interested in who work with cattle. Then we had a really nice episode from Professor Diana Williams from the Control of Worms Sustainably the Cows project. So that was a really nice one as well. You know, we had some stuff for those of you in equine practice. We had a few episodes focused on equine surveillance, including talking about the Surveillance for Equine Strangles project as well, which is being run by Abby McLennan from the Royal Veterinary College. So, you know, we've got a fantastic wealth of episodes also available from series one as well. So if there's anything you've missed, or, you know, if you want to go and explore those again, go and have a look. You'll be find them on those podcast directories. You can find them on the podcast website as well. And of course, you know, even though we're between series, please do feel free to get in touch with me. You know, if you have any ideas for season three, anything you think you want me to cover, or, you know, any areas about surveillance that you feel like you don't know very much about, get in touch with me and let me know. Again, you can do that on the website, or you can do that via Twitter, and I will do my best to find some expert guests focused on those topics for us that we can feature in season three. But otherwise, season three will be coming to you at some point in 2023, which is very exciting. And really, all that's left for me to say is just thank you so much to everyone who has listened and has contacted me and has engaged with this series of the podcast, and of course, with season one of the podcast as well. It's been so great to bring these episodes to you again this time. And I really hope that I will see a few more of you for season three next year.